hand. And the joy that we have, even sometimes to open our mouth and talk a healthy vocabulary. Those mouths are so more this evening. Holy See has told me to organize the laity into what we are calling the Marian Catechists. Finally, the fourth mark of the one true church, she and over the centuries, the church has always been identified in the feminine gender. The church is apostolic on several grounds. On her origin, in her doctrine, in her authority, and in her apostolic succession. How is the church apostolic in her origin? Because that's how she began. Christ called, that's vocation, to send, that's the mission, to send certain men that he chose. Send them there, as he told them, to the ends of the earth. To do what? To proclaim the gospel. Before the death of the last of the 12 apostles, they had reached as far west as Spain, which was then the farthest reaches of the then known world, as far east as India. The church was founded on the apostles, and the apostle is one who is sent, two sailors, apostle and missionary. We are all being sent by Christ. I am just vocalizing an objective truth. The church is apostolic in her doctrine. What Christ taught the apostles is the doctrine which the church, with the grace of God, has preserved now for almost 2,000 years. And that's why our retreat is not just on a creed. It is on the Apostles' Creed. The creed which those 12 men chosen and sent by Christ synthesized in 12 articles which correspond to our 12 meditations during these spiritual exercises. And in today's, what word shall I use? Insane world would be a statement of charity. As I've said and even explicitly declared, there are cultures in the world today that are literally possessed by the devil. And the devil, as Christ tells us, was a liar from the beginning. The true church is apostolic, because much of that only so far as the undiluted teaching of Christ through the apostles is still preserved. How is the church apostolic? She's apostolic because the vicar of Christ and the bishop's authority to teach, govern, and sanctify comes from their being the direct successors of St. Peter and the original apostles. As I've said before, the Catholic Church is not a democracy. It is, in the deepest sense, a monarchy. From the Greek monos, one leader, who is Jesus Christ, and on earth his vicar, the bishop of Rome, and hear it, and the bishops who are under, get that proposition, are under and subject to the bishop of Rome. And finally, she is apostolic because this succession derives not only by delegation or appointment, but is actually rooted in the ordination of bishops, bishops ordaining priests. St. Paul was not one of the original 12 apostles. He had to be ordained by one of the apostles. I traced my ordination as far as I could. I got to the 16th century, and my resources ran out. But every bishop and every priest of the Catholic Church can trace his ordination back to the Last Supper, when Christ first ordained his 12 apostles. All of this is part of our faith. How meaning, especially in today's dismembered society, unstable family life, in a nation where suicide is becoming legalized, in a nation where murder is part of the law of our country. How America needs strong, believing, courageous, Catholic, lay men and women, imbued by the Holy Spirit, and courageous to the point of martyrdom. This, my friends, is the age of martyrs. And a martyr, by definition, witnesses to Jesus Christ. And let's be honest, we are all scared. Mary, Mother of the Church, obtain for us what we so desperately need, something of your own deep, deep faith in the divinity of your Son. Something of your love for Him. By standing under His cross and Calvary. Obtain for us, dear Mother, such a deep love of Jesus that, as He underwent His passion, and you underwent your compassion, we will restore the Catholic faith among the millions in our own country who have abandoned their Catholic heritage. We fathers will do everything to share this faith with the children that your Son has given to us. And especially, dear Mother, we ask you for the grace to persevere until our bodies die, so that our souls may join you and your Divine Son in that heavenly home where you and He are expecting us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Conceived without sin.
Pray for us every course to thee.